These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix's independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix's independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs. Well, hello and welcome to our Transforming Lives program with Isagenix. My name is Kiersey Cody, your host. It's a pleasure having all of you listen in today. I just have to say I am so impressed with how many people are breaking millionaire status over the last month, 2 months, 3 months. It's honestly, it's mind-blowing. I can't help but think back to the beginning days of Isagenix 13 years ago when we only had, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars in sales, then $500,000 in sales, and then it grew to $19 million in sales in our first 9 months. And to see people rising in the rank back then, only using a 9-day cleansing and fat burning system, might I add. We had nothing else but that. On up to what we're experiencing today with the tools, the websites, everything being so high tech, high touch, and the caliber of individuals that we're attracting into Isagenix. Today we have the beautiful Jennifer Corliss Trinkner on the line with us today. She just hit millionaire status, millionaire number 148. We've got more that are going to be breaking very soon. So we're rolling through so many millionaire interviews right now. But Jennifer, she's married to her amazing husband, Tom. They have two beautiful kids, Zan, that's 12, and Zoe, that's 8. She holds the rank of 9-star Platinum Circle, 10-star executive. And she's been able to do this in about 4 years' time. Her join date was in July of 2011. So she's coming up on her anniversary this July, 2015. And as of the month of May in 2015, she's holding the spot of the number 19 income earner worldwide. That's such an amazing place to be. She's taken home lots of awards, the Woman of Isagenix Awards, Spirit of Isagenix, Rising Star, Shooting Star, and she recently was announced as the number 1 millionaire in action person. We're so excited she takes home that. And it's just something to be very proud of. And she's got a beautiful background when it comes to fitness and modeling. And so why Isagenix? We're going to find out. So with that being said, welcome, Jennifer. Great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, Kiersey. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I mean, how does it feel to hit millionaire status?
I am really excited about that. You know, I really am. But more importantly, I'm excited about my team and the momentum that we are in. It's just, it's inspiring.
When you set out on this journey 4 years ago, I mean, did you even think about hitting $1 million someday? I mean, was it in your mind or no? Were you just kind of...
Well, you know, when I started, I had no interest in the business. I was just at a really bad place with the way I was feeling. I was tired all the time. I just wanted, you know, I was just looking for a solution to feel better. And a really dear friend of mine introduced me and had told me that there was, you know, a financial opportunity. And I said, absolutely not. You know, I have kids. You know, my husband's already successful. I was not looking for that. But after putting the products in my body and just having an incredible experience and just feeling so great and talking about it all the time, I was like, why would I not take a look at this, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I did. I just took a look at it, and it was in September of 2011 after going to a Super Saturday and just learning more about the company and our mission and hearing, you know, testimonies of people's lives being transformed, both physically, financially. I said, you know, this is something I really love, you know, and I'm going to do this. So it was September 2011, and I just decided. And when I decide something, I'm going all out. So yes, at that time, I knew I would hit millionaire.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I love that. I want to go back to your career throughout the years of being in the fitness industry. You've done a lot of modeling. You've done bikini competitions. You've been crowned some amazing titles, even just in 2013, the title of Miss Bikini Tropic USA. Love that.
Thank you.
And of course, also Miss Bikini Universe. So I just, you know, with those background, with a little bit of background on nutrition and obviously the athleticism and stuff like that. I mean, you've done a lot of supplementation, I'm sure, in the past. And you said, you know, just now that you weren't feeling too good. You were looking for something that was going to make you feel better. What was going on with all of that?
You know, it has always been a passion of mine to you know, physical fitness and health and all of that, nutrition. And before, I was just kind of piecing things together, but just had never really found anything that I really loved, that really I felt made a difference until I got Isagenix into my body. So it was, you know, it was just easy. It was a system. It worked. It, you know, within 5 days, I was just blown away at my energy, you know, and I don't think I've ever had energy like I have now. You know, I was working out less at the time when I got started, and I saw so much more lean muscle gain. My body fat percentage went down. My endurance in the gym was so much better. And, you know, and I've just loved it from day one. There's not been a day that I don't put Isagenix in my body.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. You know, especially for somebody like yourself, where your physique was so golden, you know, and to kind of mix and match and piece together and to roll into Isagenix, from that into Isagenix, mm-hmm. having a complete system. I think it mm-hmm. really speaks loudly to those that are listening that are athletes, or maybe people that are like looking at this that, you know, they're on the fence. They don't know. Okay, let's talk about your build. Let's talk to go to 9-star platinum in about 4 years, because you really engaged, like you said, in September of 2011. What have you been up to as far as building and to create that momentum and that type of success?
You know, I have just been really consistent from the time I decided to do this, I built my entire business on Facebook. And, you know, I just recognize that as a great free tool to just connect with people and share this. So that's where I started. And I, you know, I just have done it every single day. And I've just, you know, kind of, well, we already have, you know, the tools in Isagenix. So even if you're not building on Facebook, you can build however you want, because we have, you know, these really easy duplicatable systems, which are amazing. But I've just kind of developed a simple system using Facebook and connecting, and I've taught it to my team. And that's what I continue to do, and I've done daily. And that's what I really feel like. That's why I'm having the success that I'm having, is just the habits, the daily habits, the consistent action, never stopping, you know, even when you have those wall kicking moments, just not stopping, you know. And I knew that this wasn't a get rich quick overnight thing. You know, I knew that I was going to have to learn the skills, because I had no network marketing experience. I had no clue, you know, how to do this. And I just became a student, you know, of the industry, and just learn. And, you know, it's so simple to do with Isagenix. It's, you know, you plus two, then plus two, and you repeat it over and over again. So you talk to people, and the more people you talk to, the more people that are going to join your team. You know, that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can't help but think about, who's your enrolling sponsor? Is it Rhonda?
No, Rhonda is way, 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 way up.
Okay.
It's just a friend of mine. She's okay. Actually not building at all.
So when you came in, and I want to visit this for a second, because I know that there's a lot of new people listening to this podcast. And you are such a powerhouse of a woman. Okay. So for your friend to obviously know you personally and get you started and stuff, that's one thing. But I really want to go back to those beginning days of you getting familiar with Isagenix based on the business aspect, and the support that maybe your upline gave you at that time. What was most meaningful to you? I know that we talked about you getting to that first event, that Super Saturday, and that was really impactful in learning about the company and kind of what you've connected with based on the business opportunity and aligned yourself with. But what other things? I mean, take us back to that that really stood out, that showed you, wow, this is like legit. This is something that I really want to do. I think I like what I see. I mean, what were those things, and what kind of support did your upline give you at that time?
You know, Rhonda didn't even know about me. I didn't know about Rhonda for 6 months or longer after I joined Isagenix. So I kind of came in. I didn't have any support. I just used the tools. I went into my back office. I listened to podcasts. I listened to trainings. And I did all of this like in the evenings, you know, after my kids went to bed. I just, like I said, I wanted to be a student and really learn as much as I could. So I went on Isagenix Business. You know, I just learned how to do this. And I got myself to events. You know, the first event I went to was the Super Saturday event. And I really kind of caught the vision there. And I didn't go to the first year's celebration. I'm just, you know, I wasn't really sure about the events because I'm not a really kind of rah-rah person. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't know, you know. But then I went to my first event. It was the NYKO, actually. And boy, it just really solidified everything that I knew I already loved about Isagenix. You know, I just, my mind was completely blown. And I knew that this was it. This was my calling. This was my, you know, what I was intended to be doing. Mm-hmm. And I had really prayed for it for a while, you know, because I was just feeling unfulfilled. You know, kind of at the end of my modeling career, I knew that there was something bigger than me that was out there. And then Isagenix came to me. So yeah, events are, you know, and I don't think I missed a big event since that first, NYKO that I went to. I've been to every, you know, NYKO celebration, ICU, University in Action.
Self-taught, self-motivated learner. So no one was there prodding you to open up that associate back office and dissect it. You did that because you wanted to see what was going on. You probably combed through that back office and all of the websites like there was no tomorrow. And I can imagine, and I can imagine when you went to your first events like the Super Saturday and then fast forward to NYKO that you were like, yep. I learned that on a podcast. I saw that in the back office. Like, this is cake. I can do this. Like, this is a big deal. And then from there, as far as really kind of developing your own business plan, building on social media, that fell into place after, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What kind of tools are you using? Because we have so much going on. I mean, we've got beautiful websites. We have teamisagenix.com. We have isagenixbusiness.com. And then, of course, the informative sites for us as associates, ISA FYI, Isagenix Health, these kinds of things. So what do you implement? What do you, you know, utilize on a daily and weekly basis?
You know, I love isamovie.com, and my favorite video right now is Isagenix Difference, and that is the video that I share with everyone. And prior to that video, I was using Are You Toxic a lot and Experience Isagenix, which I still love both of those, but I just really love Isagenix Difference because it just encompasses the whole, you know, the Isagenix as a whole.
Everything in like 6 minutes.
Yeah. I love it. It's so great. So I use that all the time, you know, especially in the beginning when I'm having people take a look, that's what I do before I, you know, start going into a lot of information. I just don't do a lot of that. Mm-hmm. I set an appointment, I have them watch the video, and then after them watching the video, we connect on the phone and we go over, you know, any questions that they have, and I kind of find out what their goals are and that kind of thing. But isagenixbusiness.com, I use that all the time. mm-hmm. all the time. I love Isagenix Health too, for people that have health related, you know, just what, you know, all the articles that have been written are there. I love it. I use it as a reference a lot for myself and just learning. Mm-hmm. And then of course, isaproduct.com. So yeah. those are the four that I use consistently daily.
Now, since you're building on social media and you're gaining attention from people that see your posts and they're like, oh, what's this? And it ends up in a personal message, then you probably, are you taking people from online to offline as quickly as possible, creating those relationships?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't share, you know, if people say, how much is it? You know, I don't share any information. Mm-hmm. I'll say, you know, I'm happy to share more about it with you. When do you have 6 minutes to watch a quick video? Mm-hmm. And then I set the appointment, I get the phone number, and then, you know, we connect on the phone, and that's where that we're building, you know, the relationship and finding out, you know, what they're looking to achieve.
So you're piquing interest through lifestyle and lifestyle choices, not with you hugging a can of Isolene shake, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And no, you know what? I mean, if people want to learn more about what to post and what not to post to pique the interest and to be able to capture your leads, because the worst thing you want, right, Jennifer, is for somebody to be like, Isolene, oh, Google, buy it. Mm-hmm. And some people find stuff like, I don't know, in crazy places online that it's not guaranteed, obviously, right. like what we have with our guarantee and our products when you sign up properly. So yeah, no, there's definitely a way to build on social media.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, there is. And I've started to do the same on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And LinkedIn's another really powerful tool, you know, just with social media today, it's just so easy and so fast, mm-hmm. you know, to share information like that, you know, and to connect on the phone and to connect with people all around the world. It's so great. If people are not using social media, I feel really bad for them. I'm like, why? Why are you not? Mm-hmm. You know, it's so easy, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of this is just, I do so much copy pasting. I really do. I share the same script and my team does the same thing too. It's just copy paste.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So for those of you that are listening, if you want more social media education, go to the podcast site, isagenixpodcast.com, type in social media. You're going to pull up, you know, whatever podcast we've done with whatever guest, and they can train you in depth. And, you know, Jennifer, we should have you back on to roll through, you know, some of the things that have really worked and your system and your flow of things. That would be fun.
Sure. I would love that.
Okay. Let me ask you, you know, as a leader, I mean, 9-star platinum is going to come with its challenges. And, you know, what advice can you give to those that are just getting started when, you know, their business might flow for a little and then it might ebb a little and then flow in, because ebbing in the business can be a little bit disheartening for some, especially if they don't have a rock solid belief and know exactly mm-hmm. where they're going. So how would you recommend people to view and overcome challenges that might arise as they're building?
Well, you know, number one is you have to have unshakable belief in what you're doing, in Isagenix, in our products, in our compensation plan, in everything about it. And you have to have decided that you're not going to quit, because there are those moments where it just, you know, it does get tough and you might have to, you know, deal with things that you don't necessarily want to deal with. You might have to, you know, make some sacrifices, but it's like how, you know, we've all heard this over and over again, how bad do you want it? I mean, it's so true. You know, how bad do you want it? And, you know, so just your belief. And I always say, you know, people are not buying Isagenix. They're buying you. Mm-hmm. They're buying you and why you do what you do. So it's really important that you are, you know, a product of the product, and you're putting these products in your body and you are having that product experience so that people can hear that in your voice when you're talking to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Belief is huge. And when mm-hmm. you have that foundation of belief and making that commitment to yourself that no matter what, you're not going to stop. I love the how bad do you want it? That is, you know, I cannot help but think of Les Brown. First time I ever heard that man speak. He is absolutely brilliant. He's such an inspiration.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I mean, I remember him standing on stage asking everybody, "Are you hungry?" So it's not, you know, it's like, "How bad do you want it?" Like, "How hungry are you?" He was hungry for that, for success and to get out of the ruts in life that he was on, obviously born into and be raised very poor. And his stories are just incredible. So I love the basis of belief and commitment. So let me ask you, I mean, what does a 9-star platinum have for goals these days? Because you said, you know, you've got some good momentum going on in your team. Clearly you're not stopping. I mean, you could seriously retire on a beach anywhere in the world right now, but what's going on with Jennifer on a day-to-day basis and goal setting?
Well, you know, I'm just super driven. I'm super competitive, and you're right. I'm not ever stopping. My goal is to max out my second business center by the, you know, I would love to do that by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Of course, hit 10-star platinum, and I'm hoping to get that done really quickly too. Mm-hmm. And right now I'm on track for Billion and Beyond, and that's all good. So I'm really excited about that. Yeah. And just, you know, I have 10 executives right now, and I'm just so thrilled, you know, that my team, I just have an incredible team of just, the most amazing people on the planet. And, you know, my goal is to help more people, you know, to hit executive and to, you know, for them to start hitting, you know, millionaire status. That is really what my main goal is in this. And, you know, my success is just a reflection of all of these people, you know, mm-hmm. that their lives are being changed. And I love that. And that's really why I do what I do.
10-star executive. That is so incredible. And you know, for those of you that are listening in, she's 9-star platinum circle, 10-star executive. And what that 10-star executive means is that she has personally enrolled many individuals, but out of those individuals, she has helped 10 individuals that she's personally enrolled hit executive status or crystal executive status. And it's a big deal. It's a big deal to see that executive status behind your rank and your title. It just shows that you're committed to creating leadership deep, deep into your organization and taking your people to high levels. And it's truly
that number means more. That number is more important to me, yeah. You know, than my rank actually, because mm-hmm. it just, you know, like I said, my goal here is to really help people to mm-hmm. understand, you know, Isagenix and the, you know, what this can do for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, some people don't have any paid as executives on their team, but might be 5-star golden circle. And there's certainly nothing wrong with that. But I mean, really, that's some serious leadership on getting your people motivated and helping them stay motivated and committed and getting themselves to executive and paid as executive too. That's really important. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I'm super excited for you. Congratulations on hitting the millionaire status. We are so proud of you and can't wait to see you at Celebration. It's going to be a blast. There's so many things coming. Yeah.
I'm so excited. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for being with us today, Jennifer. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Kirstie. Yes. Thank you so much.
And stay with us as we close out. And everybody listening, thanks for being with us. We love and appreciate all of you. Good luck as you guys are setting out building. Good luck as those of you that are listening in are just starting your first program, whether it's your 30-day cleansing and fat burning system, your total health and wellness program, whatever the deal is. And starting those shakes, starting that Ionics, getting that isogenesis into your body. Good luck with transforming your health as well. And so until next time, best of health. Good luck, everybody. Bye-bye.